From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
A2, what a disaster, eh? Another one of these.
Well, here's the thing. Not quite as much of a disaster as the market might lead you to think, but it is a case of the old share market adage of buy the rumour, sell the fact playing out. So, look, last couple of days, Mike, I talked about how the New Zealand share market had a nice little pop higher on the first couple of days of this week, driven by positive company results. And I pointed out that, you know, that when 17% of the index goes up, i.e. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, it does drag the whole index higher. Unfortunately, it works the other way around as well. So A2 milk, this is A2, so well known, the A2, the, you know, protein-based milk people, they announced their results for the 2020 financial year. So they are 13% of the index as well. The thing here, Mike, is that if you look at it objectively, it actually wasn't a bad result. I think it was quite a good result. I mean, their revenue was up 33% to $1.73 billion. So that's not a bad outcome. It was right in the middle of their guidance. Their guidance was $1.7 to $1.75 billion. Market consensus, though, the expectations, they were right at the top of that range. So there were very high expectations going in. And therein lies the reason for the share market reaction yesterday, which was that the share price fell $1.15. So it closed at $20.35. So that was down 5.35%. So that's not a great day on the market. But, you know, so the thing is, the result wasn't quite as good as people expected it to be. But, you know, net profit after tax still up 34%. just under $386 million. The consensus, though, $391 million. Within the commentary, there was another, I suppose, sort of smoking gun. The last quarter was weaker than expected, so momentum falling off towards the end of the period. And seems to be weaker demand out of China. They talked about general uncertainty, potential changes in consumer behaviour in China, their key issues looking forward. Despite that, though, the company still talked about strong revenue growth. But, you know, market's just so used to A2 beating expectations. So expectations ran a little bit ahead of themselves. As I say, big part of the index, material influence on index performance. So New Zealand share market was down yesterday.
What about Hallensteins?
Oh, Mike, let's pivot. Remember when we used to just talk about something else? Remember when we used to just change tack? Well, now we pivot. So I'm pivoting here as we speak. So big company to smaller company, Hallensteins Glassons, retailing, tough gig recently. But as we've spoken about, Mike, there's evidence that in little old New Zealand, we've got evidence of companies that excel. Think Briscoes. And how's this for a good result? Yesterday, 21% rise in the share price yesterday. So the shareholders will be cracking down on their level 2, level 3 champagne. Actually, Mike, I'm being a little bit loose and blasé with my numbers here. The share price was actually up 20.99%, not 21%. So what prompted this stellar share price reaction yesterday? Well, unaudited sales for the 12 months ended 1st of August, $287.8 million. Actually up on the prior year. So their sales went up, 0.1% rise, but under very trying circumstances. Net profit after tax was down 5.1%, but a big surge in online sales, significant growth online. That's how they described that. So if we look at the 6 months to the 1st of August, that captures all of the COVID-affected months, sales down 6.2%. But online sales up 80.1%. So that's not bad, is it? Look, the share price, we do have to point out, the share price has taken quite a big hit from COVID. I mean, it closed at $4.15 yesterday, but it's over $6 last year, so it's still a fair bit to recover. The other thing, though, the real kicker, Mike, they reinstated their dividend, 15 cents per share on September the 4th. That'll be paid. And investors at the moment just love seeing dividends being reinstated.
Everybody loves a dividend. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 27,774. It was up, it's down. We've got the Federal Reserve minutes from their last meeting coming out at the moment, so that might be why we're seeing some movement there. The S&P 500, 3,398. They're up 9. And the Nasdaq, 11,185, down 25. They were all up about 30 seconds ago. The FTSE 100, 6111, up 35.58%. Nikkei, 23110, up 60. Shanghai Composite lost 43 yesterday, down 1.24%. 3408 was the close there. In Australasia, ASX 200, 6167, up 44, 0.7% gain, but NZX 50 closed 11,751, down 98, 0.83% fall on the currencies, $1 New Zealand this morning, but stronger on the wholesale markets, 0.6607 US, 0.9136 Aussie, 0.5562 euro, 0.5021 pounds, 69.84 yen. Gold, a bit softer actually, $1,966.77. Brent crude, $45.34.
Love your work. See you Friday. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.